Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the various arguments which are presented in the favor of the Day of Judgment. And of course, these arguments are presented before various people, before Muslims, before non-Muslims, in order to substantiate the fact that the Day of Judgment is certain to come. Now, the misconception here lies in the fact that one of the greatest arguments which the Quran presents regarding the Day of Judgment is generally not understood in its proper perspective. It is not even presented as an argument of the Day of Judgment. So I'd like to present this argument before our viewers so that they are able to understand that this is one of the very, very strongest and a very profound argument which the Quran presents in favor of the Day of Judgment. Now, as far as other arguments are concerned, for example, the fact that one's own conscience is proof of the fact that the Day of Judgment is come, because it's going to come. This is because if a person is going to be held accountable for his own deeds, something which is within his own self holds him accountable for some of his deeds or all of his deeds, then of course there is some accountability that should take place about him. Similarly, it is also said that this world is a place which is totally incomplete. For example, one of the very prominent elements of its incompletion is that we cannot obtain perfect justice in this world. There are so many incidents which happen and which even in which the criminal is nabbed and punished. Even then, justice is not obtained. So this is one of the reasons proffered that this world is incomplete. And if we have to imagine of a God who is just, then He has to bring justice to this world, and this He shall do by bringing about the Day of Judgment, in which justice shall be meted out. Similarly, there are other arguments proffered. For example, it is said that the attributes of providence, mercy, wisdom of the Almighty, all these attributes entail that a Day of Judgment has to come. Now, these are the arguments which, of course, cannot be denied. They are all present in the Quran. However, present in the Quran is another argument which is perhaps the profoundest of all these arguments. It is an empirical argument in favor of the Day of Judgment. It is something which is observable in this very world, so that a person who is able to at least see this argument, or if he's not able to see, at least he can hear people who have seen this argument materialize on this earth, he can bear witness to this fact. And that particular argument is that the Almighty, in the days of His messengers, actually brings about certain lesser days of judgment in this world. He brings about certain lesser days of judgment in this world so that these lesser days of judgment can actually corroborate the fact that one day a greater day of judgment shall take place for all mankind. Now, as far as these lesser days of judgment are concerned, they relate specifically to the direct addressees, or to the foremost addressees of the messengers of God. And these messengers of God actually, when they raise their call in their nation, they tell them that they are envoys of God, they are representatives of God, and if they deny the truth, if their people deny the truth, then the Almighty shall punish these people, not only in this world, but in the hereafter as well. And the punishment in this world, of course, takes place through various means and various ways. At times it takes place through the hands of the messengers and his companions, and at other times it takes place through natural calamities and disasters. But the fact of the matter is that these incidents, which are generally mentioned in the Quran, they are not interpreted as arguments of the Day of Judgment. They are generally presented as incidents which, of course, tell us that people who are disobedient to God, they are punished by Him. This is a very, very limited interpretation of these incidents. If we study the Quran in detail, we find out that all these incidents in which messengers of God actually warn their people that if they deny the truth intentionally, then they shall be punished severely in this world by the Almighty. And of course, this punishment shall continue in the hereafter. So this whole incident took place in the lives of all the messengers of God. And by messengers, of course, we mean the Rasuls of God, in which these incidents took place. For example, we know that the nation of Ad and Samud and Noah and Lot, and similarly the nations of Moses and Jesus, which are called Israelites, they all went through this. And these foremost addressees, they were either punished if they intentionally denied the truth, or they were rewarded if they accepted and embraced faith at the hands of their messenger. And this whole exercise was meant to remind the rest of mankind, of course, the direct addressees as well as people who had to come later, that these lesser days of judgment with the Almighty has brought about in the times of His messengers, they are actually a rehearsal of that greater day of judgment. So mankind must rest assured that this is something which is bound to happen. We know that the Day of Judgment, which was perhaps one of the very, very important beliefs of Islam, we tend to forget it. So the Almighty made this arrangement that He created or brought about these lesser days of judgment in the times of His messengers. And then, not only this, He actually preserved the details of all these incidents in His books, and especially the Quran, which we know is a book which has been protected by God from any alteration. And the Quran describes in graphic detail these incidents in which the messengers of God punished people who intentionally denied the truth and rewarded people who actually embraced faith, so that this whole exercise could become a corroboration of the greater day of judgment. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal muslimat.